عارفِ حق شہیدِ حسینی تجھ پہ گریا کنا تھے خمینی.
Well, if anyone who was living in that time, in that period, and on that very day, would witness the moment the news of Shaheed's Shahadat came on national media, TV or radio, everyone felt that the nation has got orphaned. And the same feeling went across, as Maulana Hasan Mujtaba has said, throughout the Muslim nation, regardless of their school of thought. Sunnis, brothers, mourned it the same way as follower of Ahlul Bayt. So, inshallah, with that, I would want to request Maulana Hujjatul Islam Ghulam Harshabiri to please come and enlighten the gathering with the memories and thoughts of Shaheed. Please welcome him with the loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
Please recite the Fatiha for the souls of all marhumin, and especially for Shuhada and Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayr al-maghdub alayhim. Waladdallin. Please recite salawat all together.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Shahadat, shahadat,
shahadat, shahadat,
shahadat, shahadat,
shahadat, shahadat,
shahadat, shahadat,
shahadat, shahadat.
Rehbar ke farman pe
jaan bhi qurban hai.
Rehbar ke farman pe
jaan bhi qurban hai.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل
سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا for the appearance of Imam Zaman صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص Please say salawat one more time.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم
I begin with the salam and salutes to Shuhada, Bismi Rabbi Shuhada, with the name of the one who is Lord of the martyrs. And I begin with saying salam to all those who have been witness of their ideology through the blood, those who have seen the path which is true path with the right eyes, and with the sight of their heart. Those who have become witness of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have been able to see inside of this world and they have traveled from this world by sacrificing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and witnessing the other world. Those who have witnessed the other world in the right view, those who have been able to see the other world, that means they have seen the qualities of Allah, those who have seen the qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and those who have been able to see Aba Abdullah al-Hussein with their true eyes. My salam upon Shaheed Abbas Musavi. My salam upon Shaheed Baqir al-Sadr, Shaheed Baqir al-Hakim, Shaheed Raghib Harb. And my salute and salam upon the messenger of Islamic revolution, messenger of Wilaya, the martyr that is called Sayyid al-Shuhada in our land in Pakistan, Allama Sayyid Arif Hussain al-Husseini, the one who was true Husseini. He was son of Imam Hussain in two means. One, that he was from the descendants of the Prophet and descendants of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Another meaning, that he became true son of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. And that's what Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, the leader of the time, he had stated about him in the message that he sent for Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini. Those are the words that he said. He said, In farzande rastine Sayyidu Salari Shahidan. You know, if I say something, that is different. If any other alim says, then also it can be just a title. But a personality who never believed in any title to be given to somebody unless somebody deserves for the title. The personality who was very careful even giving in the titles, when he used to write the letters, at that time he used to write the letters with the true titles of somebody. He will never give any title. When he spoke about Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini, at that time he says, In farzande rastine salar shaheedan. The one who is the true son of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he said, In yare wafadar Islam o inqilab. The one who is supporter of Islam and true supporter of Islamic revolution. So this was the testification that came after his martyrdom. It was not in his life. That means he was true shaheed. That he was attested by the leader of the time, by the master of the world, by the wali of the time, that he attested his life that he was a true follower of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein and he was true defender of Islam.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
And another title that marhum Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi had given, he said, Madafi Mahruman Mustaz'afan. The one who defended in his life for all the oppressed people of the world, for the poor people of the world. He was Mudafi, he was standing, he was a soldier. Soldier for the oppressed people, not only the Muslims. But he was soldier for the African people. He was soldier for the Afghani people. He was soldier for Lebanese people. And he used to say in his life that I wish I could be with the soldiers in Afghanistan and I can achieve the martyrdom in my life. And he did that in his life. Sometime he used to go to Lebanon, standing with the soldier in Lebanon. Sometime he used to visit Afghanistan, standing with the soldiers in Afghanistan. He was like Amirul Mu'mineen, thirsty for the martyrdom. He was thirsty for the martyrdom. That he was searching in different places, in the wars, with the soldiers, defending Islam, defending Mahrumin and Mustad'afin. And this was one of the
best wishes, and that can be one of the best wishes of somebody who is true follower of Islam, because he knows objective. The one who is true follower of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, he knows the objective of his life. What is his achievement? The achievement of somebody who is defending Islamic revolution and true Islam is the martyrdom. That is the least achievement of his life that he can have. We should not be surprised of his martyrdom, because he was living with the wish of martyrdom. Every minute that he used to pass, I can remember that ISO, one of the organization in Pakistan, had a gathering in Lahore, and they wanted to protest, and Shaheed opposed, and they said, Allama, our leader, would like to go, and we love with the martyrdom. Speaking with them, he said, oh youth, do you think that if you have wish of the martyrdom in your hearts, what do you think about your father who's teaching you for shahadat? I love with the martyrdom, but I would like to live with the wisdom. It is important for you that you have to follow. He used to pray for his shahadat in most of his du'as. As Amirul Mu'mineen, it is said that when he went to the war of Badr and then he came back, asking Prophet, peace be upon him, Ya Rasulullah, was martyrdom written for me? Am I going to be the martyr? And Prophet, peace be upon him, promised him. Then in any other war, when Amirul Mu'mineen used to go and come back, then he used to ask from the Prophet, peace be upon him. You see, living with the wish of martyrdom. And that is what Imam says, Barai amthal allame arif Hussain al-Husaini basharati baladar in nabude ki az mihrab ibadat haq uruj khunin irji ila rabbik khishra nazare kuna. He said the people like arif Hussain al-Husaini, there cannot be best desire of their life that through mihrab of ibadat, in the morning of 5th of August, after praying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the dawn that was true dawn for Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain al-Husaini, that the day he has seen the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his eyes, by praying, he has reached to the liqa'ullah, to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His prayer became as the final prayer that he has been able to meet with his Lord. He reached to liqa'ullah. Imam said, irji'i ila rabbik. That means he has received a message. In a Karbala, there has been said that angels, they recited for Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki, radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Imam Khomeini says that this is the same voice that Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini also has heard. Irji'i ila rabbik. You have to return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, this was one of the achievement of Shaheed that he has achieved. Now let us look at some of the qualities of Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini. Some may think that he had lived centuries, for example, or at least a century. Of course, I know that many brothers and sisters, they do not know the personality of Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini. As it's been said, he was born in 47, right? His age was only 40s. He did live only 45 years of his life, not more than that, or 43 years of his life. In this 43 years of his life, he left an example for his life that today, Shaheed lives in the hearts. Even the youth today in Pakistan regard this personality. He's living in the hearts of the youth in Pakistan. Not in Pakistan, but in all over the world. He's living in the hearts of all true followers of Islam. Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini became alive with his martyrdom. And the time of his leadership, so was it very long time that he has been able to lead? And that is how we are having all these seminars in this world, and we speak about his exemplary life. No, brothers and sisters. As some of Aimma alayhi salam, like Imam Jawad,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajah.
Time of his leadership was very short. My salam upon you. You did not have chance that we have not been able to recognize you. We are really unfortunate that as a nation we have not recognized our hero. We have not been able to save a treasure that was given to us. We have not been able to save a leader. You can see another side is a community. Today, a living community, an exemplary community that is following from one leader from almost 30 years, saving the leadership, protecting the leadership, taking care of the leadership. And every single day they say that ma ahle kufa nistim ali tanha bimana. This is the true ideology that every nation needs to learn. We are not ahle kufa, that Ali can be alone. But a time comes that Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini was alone. He felt alone. I can remember his statement in Qom while he was sitting in the students in Hausa. He used to say that by God, there are many scholars, those who stab from the back, and they do not let me live. There are scholars, those who are liar. They don't like to stand with me. He used to say, when I go with a nation and people, they welcome me, but not ulama. They don't like to welcome me. There are many scholars, those who are jealousy of position and status, those who are thirsty of the status. He felt alone. He felt alone. And he lived alone. And he got martyred. We recognize him after the martyrdom. Believe me, during his life, there were many those who used to joke about him sometimes. Those betrayal are living today. Those idols are living today. But our nation has become idol worshiper, unfortunately. And we are happy to take the funerals of somebody. And when we take funeral of somebody, at that time, we start praising. We don't praise in the life. We don't recognize the people in their lives. But we recognize people when they are died, when they are martyred. The quality that he has achieved only 4 years, the total number of the, that has been written, that is 4 years, 5 months, and 25 days, or 95 days. 4 years. Within 4 years of his life, he visited all over the Pakistan, and especially poor areas where nobody likes to go. None of the ulama they wanted to visit over there. None of the muballighin and preachers they would like to go to that area. He would love to go over there. Sit with the poor people. Sit with mustaz'afin. With the oppressed people. Those who were being deprived of their basic resources, he would like to sit with them. Sometimes in Sindh. sometime in Baltistan, sometime in Kashmir. And he was tireless personality, moving around all over the country. He was like a blood circulating in the body of human being. As blood circulates and body becomes alive, when blood stops, at that time body is going to be dead. He felt that he is like a blood of the community in Pakistan, and he should be circulating everywhere. That community can be living community. And he gave a life to the community. He became a blood within the community, going around the country. While he was moving in the country, another quality that was quality of Amirul Mu'mineen, a special attraction and jazeba that Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini had, a special attraction. That even young people, youth, if they see him once, they will be attracted towards Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini. Why was that? How this attraction can be achieved? What is the way somebody can be popular? Is that because of his politics? Because of his slogan? Because of his moving around? No, brothers and sisters. This attraction cannot be achieved by the worldly affairs. It's been said in Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانَ وُدَّ. Surely those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practice good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place a love in the hearts of people. He was true believer of Allah, true believer of Islam, and practicing the good deeds everywhere he goes. In his life, sometime it's been witnessed that he comes after long journeys, many, many days. But when it comes the night, after a short rest, he will stand up for Salatul Layl. Standing for Salatul Layl. What made Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini as the true Arif that was understanding and knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being submissive before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This Salatul Layl was Salatul Layl of A'imma alayhimus salam, Salatul Layl of his leader. He started following the leader not after Islamic revolution, not after Imam Khomeini became as a known personality. But before Imam Khomeini, he was an alim in Najaf, a teacher in Najaf, a mujtahid in Najaf. Arif Hussain al-Husseini had a sight that he started looking at the personality of Imam Khomeini while he was a student. And he had recognized Imam Khomeini. He recognized his leader and he started following the footsteps of Imam Khomeini like Amirul Mu'mineen following the footsteps of Prophet, peace be upon him. It's narrated that whenever Imam used to lead the prayer, the very second person behind Imam Khomeini in Najaf, the personality that was standing, it was Arif Hussain al-Husseini. Walking behind him, putting his steps on the footsteps. If you like to learn from Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini, then you need to recognize your leader. Follow the leadership. Stay with the leadership. And do not violate from the leadership. He was very young. There were many youth, those who were living, there were many students, those who were living in Hausa. I can remember that in the 2000, before 2099, I visited Houston. And I met with Maulana Suhej, who was one of the students, colleagues with Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain Hussaini, but he was roommate with Shaheed Arif Hussain Hussaini. And I asked him, that was the time that even I went to meet with Marhum Suhej only to ask him about Shaheed Arif Hussain Hussaini. I was collecting some of the his memories of his life, and he told me, he said, believe me, that Arif Hussain Hussaini was a significant student from his student's life. He has objective. He was living with the objective. And he said he was very spiritual personality from the beginning of his life. That is how this was a statement being given. If you speak any of his teachers, you would recognize, you would understand that Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini was a significant student. Writing letters to the rulers, not only after he became leader, but he was born leader. And he lived as a leader and got martyred as a leader. Allah gave him leadership because that was one of the status that he was born with. Can you imagine a student living in Hauza Ilmiya Najaf and writing a letter to the Shah of Iran, to the King of Iran? So what is match? A student in Hauza. One thinks that I'm just a student, what I'm going to do? If I write a letter to Obama, how it's going to affect him? But he felt that this is my responsibility and I have to write a letter to him. When he was celebrating 1,000 years of his kingship, or 100 years. At that time, he had written a letter to Shah Iran that you are celebrating the celebration on the blood of the martyrs of your country. And he condemned King of Iran. Can you imagine standing against the arrogance, standing against the tyrannies of the world? That was character of Shaheed Arif Hussain Hussaini. And it was achieved because he became submissive before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had collected some of the memories when we were in Qom. And one of the memories that was being from his wife, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her. She said that some of the times when Shaheed wanted to recite Dua-e Kumail, there was a special character for reciting Dua-e Kumail. He used to say to his family, please do not bother me. He used to leave the house, leave the family, goes upside the roof, and he would say, please close the door, nobody should come over there. And she said, once upon a time, I thought I should go and see what he does. He wants to completely separate himself. And when I went upstairs, I've realized he's speaking with somebody. He's not reciting. Dua-e Kumail is not a dua that should be recited. Dua-e Kumail, that means communicate with Allah. Speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talking to Him, it's a phone conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when personality like Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini, and she said, he realized with the steps that I'm stepping, and he said, I told you, do not come upstairs. Let me, leave me alone. These being alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a place that he has achieved today. He has become hero within the world. He became son of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah ta'ala alayh. Please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajum.
Because of his submission before Allah. Recitation of Quran. While moving around, while he was being driven, somebody's driving, at that time he would open Quran and start reading Quran and communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His submission was kind of submission that nobody could move him from his path. And as he said in his statement, that I would like to sacrifice everything of my life. This was a statement of Shaheed Arif Hussain Husseini. I would love to sacrifice everything of my life, but I will not move a step from the path of Vilayat. This is stand on the path of Vilayat. This is submission to the Vilayat. And Vilayat can be recognized through du'as, through munajat, through Salatul Layl, through praying. Another quality, that was his humbleness. A humble personality. Humble for the youth. Humble for the scholars. Humble for the students. Anybody that he is going to meet, he becomes humble. Respect of ulama, it was kind of respect that even if there is somebody who was just being a student in Hawza, he would respect him. And that is how he would actually place himself in the heart. Going to the far places of the country, and sometimes there were many people, those who were just Pesh Namaz, for example, leading the prayer, Imam of the Jama'at. He would like to stand behind that Imam of Jama'at. He will not feel that he is leader and he has to be leading the prayer, but he would find himself praying behind him to give him respect. Giving him respect, actually giving respect to Islam. Making his place in that community. Making his place and position stronger in the community. And that is going to give the word of Islam stronger in that community. And that was one of the achievements of Shaheed. Another thing that I personally witnessed, that he was the one that everybody could have easy approach to Shaheed Arif Hussain Hussain. Easily. He was not making barriers. Barriers after barriers. But he was the one that anybody could approach to him, speak to him. Wherever he goes, he was very open to the community. If somebody likes to meet with him, he used respect. And characteristic that some of the guards, they said that when a guest used to come to Shaheed, at that time he would offer best of the food. But at the same time, he will eat a normal food for himself. So there were two dishes. One dish for the guest, another dish for himself. He kept his simplicity even when he was honoring the guest. At that time, he kept his simplicity. In respect of the other people, I personally went to see Shaheed around 12 days of before his Shahadat in the madrasa of Shaheed. And the guard asked me that, can you please wait? And after few minutes he comes out. And he came out like surprising. We were sitting over there and he came, he met with us. When he used to meet brothers and sisters, it was warm meeting, a lovely meeting that you ever remember. It becomes memory. He would meet somebody very first time, but he would meet like he was known by many, many years. He used to meet with everybody like a son, like children, being kind upon them. A shafiq father, a lovely father, kissing the faces of youth. And he said, that how long have you been here? I said, it's just 5 to 7 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. And then he calls the guard. And he asks the guard, what happened? I told you that when a guest comes, at that time you have to remind me straight away. You should not wait. I don't like that any guest has to be waiting for me. So you see this humbleness of this personality by having all these responsibilities. But at the same time, he was approachable. At the same time, he was humble. He was not feeling that he's a leader, but he was feeling he's a servant for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The statement that his master, Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhi, had said, please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajahum.
He used to say that, Mara naukar bi khani behtar hazinast. To call me a servant is better than calling me a leader. That was the approach of Imam. And that is the approach of a present leader. As he says, Man naukare millat hasta. This humbleness is a recognition of ulama. If you see an alim being humble within the community, recognize him that he has qualities of the leadership. But if you see arrogance in somebody and making barriers between community, then recognize he's not a true leader. He cannot be leader. Because leaders are those who take food on their shoulders and go door to door, knocking the doors of people, and feeding the poor people, being with the hungry people, being with the poor people. These are the leaders. We don't have examples of the leaders, those who keep barriers within the communities, and then they say, we are leader. Those who sit in the palaces, and they say that we are leaders. Those who eat best of the foods, and then they say, we are leaders. Those who have protection of many, many guards, and then they say that we are leader. Or sitting in the best of the cars, and not being ever with the poor people and oppressed people, and then calling themselves as a leader. They are leader by name, but there is a leader in real sense, and that is Shaheed Allama Arif Hussain al-Husseini. Final quality that, brothers and sisters, I would like to say, that was his submission to Ahlul Bayt, his ishq and love with Ahlul Bayt. That is one of the well-known quality of Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini. Some of the colleagues and students in Najaf and Karbala, they said at the time he used to recite Ziyarat of Aba Abdullah. That was significant time. That it was like speaking with Aba Abdullah, with the tears on his face and continuously weeping by saying, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. He was the one who used to walk towards Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. And it's not once in his life. In his life, he has done many times, but not just walking. It is said while he was walking at that time, he used to take luggage of the other people on his shoulder, carrying the luggage of the other people on his shoulder in respect of Aba Abdullah, in the respect of Zahir of Aba Abdullah. He used to say that I would love to take the soil from the feet of a Zahir that is visiting Aba Abdullah. He's the one who had it known with the lover of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Oh, brothers and sisters, today we came to commemorate his martyrdom. Let us go and fresh our memories. In Karbala of Peshawar, on the 5th of August, a true lover of Aba Abdullah, a true lover of Amirul Mu'mineen, was assassinated. It was mourning, but that became a black day for our community. Although it was a mourning, but we had lost a loved one with Aba Abdullah. The one who was assassinated, he was Zahir of Aba Abdullah. The one who was assassinated, he was Alim. It's been said, Tulmatun la yasudduha abada, that with that there will be a hole
will not be filled in all over the world. And today, still we can feel, oh, Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini, you are being missed in the community. You are being missed in the community. We miss you a lot. Let us remember the day that whole nation felt being orphaned, but still we feel that we have become orphaned. We have lost Arif Hussain al-Husseini. We have lost a brave soldier of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. A day when children, youth, old people, ladies, they came in the funeral of Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini, taking his funeral, and his body became an honor. While he was sleeping after his martyrdom, it was like smiling on his face. His face was so satisfied face because he had met with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let me address with Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini. O Arif al-Husseini, you got martyred. Whole community got together. Our youth got together. Our elders got together. Our female, they got together. They cried for you. They took your funeral. And in the prayer of the funeral, there were thousands of people, millions of people they gathered. Many posts, many governors, and many rulers of the time, they participated in your funeral. But don't you remember Aba Abdullah al-Hussein? Ay Arif al-Husseini, in the battlefield of Karbala, the son of Rasulullah, the son of Fatima al-Zahra, the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the one who was recognizing himself and introducing himself, oh people, recognize me, Anabnu binte Rasulullah. I am the son of the daughter of Prophet, peace be upon him. Ay Arif al-Husseini, his body was remaining in the battlefield of Karbala. Today I can realize your soul is with us, with this gathering. Today you can watch through your soul as you are Shaheed and you are alive. O Arif al-Husseini, but my salam upon a body that remained without a coffin in the battlefield of Karbala for 3 days. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Our salam upon the body when Imam Sajjad started watching the body. It was the time when he became as a prisoner, as a captive, when he wanted to leave Karbala. At that time, he was just watching towards the body of Aba Abdullah. And it is narrated that Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alayha, she started looking at the face of Imam Sajjad. It was like close to the death. And she came close to Imam Sajjad and she said, oh my son, oh my nephew, Sayyid Sajjad, what has happened to you? Why don't you move from this place? Why you keep watching? And at that time, Imam Sajjad said, oh my auntie, don't you see the body of my father remaining in the battlefield of Karbala? I am the son of Aba Abdullah and I am leaving this body. I will not be able to bury the body of Aba Abdullah. Ay Arif al-Husseini, the little daughter of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein was watching, Sakina was watching the body, Hazrat Zainab was watching the body, but your children in Peshawar, they were reciting and they were giving the speeches with the honor and everybody honored them. They took all the orphans, but this was the daughter of Aba Abdullah that somebody was slapping on the face of Sakina bint al-Hussein. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر الأهد مني لزيارتكم all together. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك مبدل السيئات بالحسنات اللهم اغفر لشهيد عارف حسين الحسيني اللهم اغفر له واحشره مع الأئمة الطيبين الطاهرين واحشره مع أبا عبد الله الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.